The focus of Maseches Mod Kata in a very short Masechta, only three parakim, is Chol HaMoed. As its name suggests, Moed Katan, or Chol HaMoed, it's considered to be a sort of minor Yom Tov. On the one hand, it's a Moed, which is the word used for a Yom Tov. On the other hand, it is a Moed Katan, or a Chol HaMoed, because it has certain aspects of a regular weekday. Now, there is a huge debate among the Rishonim whether the prohibition to work on Chol HaMoed is midoraisa or midrabanan. However, according to everybody, when it comes down to the practical halacha, just like on Yom Tov it is forbidden to perform work, all of the 39 melachas which are forbidden on Shabbos, except for those which have to do with food, are forbidden on Yom Tov. And everything which is forbidden on Yom Tov is also forbidden on Chol HaMoed. However, there are certain exceptions which allow one to perform certain types of work on Chol HaMoed. And that is a very important understanding and assumption which we have to make, that it's not that everything is permitted on Chol HaMoed, and then there are certain things which are forbidden. No! Chol HaMoed is essentially a smaller Yom Tov, and so there are prohibitions of work. However, since it's only a minor Yom Tov, there are a number of categories which we will see throughout the Masechta, which would make that work permitted. Now, even according to those who say that the prohibition of working on a Chol HaMoed is midoraisa, the way that the Torah commanded it is that the Torah said that it is in the power of the Chachomim to decide what should be forbidden. The purpose of all of the prohibitions is so that it is not treated as a regular weekday. Rather, people remember that it is considered to be a minor Yom Tov, and that the Yom Tov spirit be maintained. However, this is a unique midoraisa commandment, according to these Rishonim, that the Torah said that it is forbidden to work in any way that the Rabbonim and the Chachomim define as prohibited work on Chol HaMoed. Now, the first exception, as it were, to the prohibition of working on Chol HaMoed is called Dover HaOved, something which would cause you a large loss if you don't perform that work. Such a thing is permitted on Chol HaMoed. And because of that, the Mishnah gives an example now of Dover HaOved, Mashkin Beis HaShalochin. It is permitted to water, to irrigate, to spread water around a field which is known as a Beis HaShalochin. Beis HaShalochin is a type of field which needs not only the rainwater in order to survive, but it also requires man to water the field in order that it get enough water. B'moed on Chol HaMoed, the reason why this is permitted is because if you weren't to water it, then the ground would become ruined, the crops might get ruined, and that damage would cause you a large loss of money. Now, going to see many of these Mishnayos also refer to Shemitah. Shemitah is 1 year every 7 years, during which it is forbidden to work the land for the sake of crops. Now, midoraisa, it's only forbidden to do the forms of work which are directly related with the crops themselves. So planting and harvesting, but things which only are there to keep the ground itself healthy, such as watering the ground, midoraisa, that is permitted during Shemitah. However, midrabanan, it's generally forbidden. Nevertheless, in a case of a Dover HaOved where it would cause a great loss not to work on the land, it is permitted, and therefore Vashavias, also during Shemitah, one would be able to water the field to avoid the great loss which would come as a result of not watering it. Now, even a Dover HaOved is not always permitted. If it requires a great amount of effort and difficult work, so then it again goes against the spirit of Yom Tov, and even a Dover HaOved would be forbidden. Now the Mishnah says that one is allowed to water the field b'mayon shiyotzva t'chila, whether it be from a spring of water which has just now, very recently, sprung forth. The water has only just now begun coming out of the ground at this point, and so the sides of the spring of water are relatively weak. They haven't yet been strengthened, and we don't know how strong they are. And it's relatively likely that the strong force of the water from the spring might cause the walls next to the spring of water to collapse. And if they were to collapse, then the person would end up being forced to repair these walls. However, the Mishnah says that one is still able to use such water on Chol HaMoed because we are not concerned that the walls will collapse and he'll come to repair them on Chol HaMoed. Even if they do end up collapsing, we trust that he is not going to fix them on Chol HaMoed itself. because that would be forbidden, since it involves a large amount of effort. But since we're not concerned that he's going to do so, it is permitted to use that water to water the field, whether it be from a spring of water which has not just recently started coming out of the ground, certainly there it would be permitted, because there the walls are stronger. However, says the Mishnah, one cannot water the field, even the field which we're talking about, with rainwater which has collected in some sort of pond. The reason being that the water in a pond, when the water goes down, and there isn't so much water in the pond, then the only way to access the water is by using a pail, like in a well that would lower down the pail, and get water like that, and then have to bring it up, and take the pail and water the field. That way it would require a very large amount of effort. And so even in a case where the pond is full and one doesn't necessarily need to use a pail, and so it won't be so much effort, nevertheless, it is still forbidden to use the pond of water in case you come to use it in a case where you need a pail. And on a similar note, v'lom me'akilain, one cannot use the water of a well, which again requires a pail, a bucket, in order to get that water, and it requires lots of effort to draw the water and then to spread it across the field. And so because it requires a lot of effort, it is forbidden on Chol HaMoed. Now that which the beginning of the Mishnah taught, ways in which it is permitted to spread water across the field, that would involve, for example, making small grooves in the ground with one's foot. It would make sort of small pathways in the ground to lead the water across the entire field. Alright, ends off the Mishnah, vein osin ugyos lagafonim. It is forbidden to dig ditches around the roots of vines in order that the water be collected there and they have sufficient water to survive on, because again, that requires a lot of effort, and so it is forbidden on Chol HaMoed. It should be noted that the concept, the term used for this concept of having a lot of effort involved is tircha merubah, a large amount of difficulty and effort.